Welcome to episode 34 of Pirate Radio After Dark. It's October. And I got a lot to go over tonight. We're obviously going to do a archive pirate session going back into the archives, and we'll talk about that in a minute. We're going to talk about what's going on the radio show for the rest of the year. We got a big event this weekend on the radio show. And then we're going to play you some new tracks from our brand new record from the Bedroom Invaders, which is not out yet, but you're going to hear it exclusively here on the show. So let's just jump into it. I don't want to talk too much because we've got a lot of content tonight. But we're going to go back to November 30th, 2012, when we were on 90.3 FM WXLV. That was an anniversary show for this show, and we had Horse come on. They played twice. They've done Pirate Sessions twice, I should say. So this was their first time coming on. I absolutely love them. I don't know if Dan will ever do Horse again or what's going on with that, but if they do, they're such a phenomenal band to check out. Local band, two-piece, just mathcore, crazy stuff. If you like bands like Hella, that's kind of what it is, or even the Fall of Troy to some extent, but it's just super solid and chaotic, and they make so much good noise for just two people. I just want to thank them again for doing the two sessions over the years. Eventually we'll get the second session put up on here, but we're going in order of when the bands performed. But Dan, the internet knows him as Brain Blob, and Chris, phenomenal musicians and really nice people. So I hope you guys are doing well if you're listening. But we're going to play that session. And then I do want to mention, so the radio show, we got five shows left this Saturday, which is October 23rd. Then we got November 6th, November 20th, December 4th, and December 18th left. Those are all from 2 to 4 p.m. on 91.7 FM WMUH, the only station that matters. Or you can stream it by going to WMUH.org. So this Saturday, we got a big episode. We got Charles Adams, who is the author of 30-plus paranormal books on pretty much most of the counties in Pennsylvania. So he covered Lehigh County in two books. He's done the surrounding counties and a bunch of other stuff. But he's been writing these books since the 80s. I've been a fan since my childhood. It's an honor to have him on. So he'll be on for about a half hour to 45 minutes on the show this Saturday. We'll also be playing a bunch of new music, maybe some Halloween music as well, and maybe some new Bedroom Invaders. So speaking of that, we finished our new record. It is up for pre-order on our Bandcamp. It will drop next Friday, October 29th. The record is called Home Pennsylvania, Waking from a Nightmare, which is the third installment of our trilogy that we've been working on the last couple years. So this is the final chapter, or is it? If you listen to the record, you'll find out. But I'm going to do three tracks after this session with Horse from the record. And first track is Home Pennsylvania. Second one is The Witch is Dead. And the third one is Golden Fall. The first two are streaming live on our Bandcamp right now. Golden Fall, you will not hear until the record comes out. So this is an exclusive for those of you who listen to the show. We've gotten really good feedback. We only have six physical copies left at this time of me recording it, and it's all on our Bandcamp. You can download the digital, pre-order the digital. You can stream what's on there. So far, it'll all be streaming on the 29th, and you can also purchase the physical copies. So I want to sell this one out before the record comes out, so we only got six left. So head over to the bedroominvaders.bandcamp.com to check it out. If you're not following this show on social media, I suggest you do. It's a great way to stay up to date. Our Instagram is at Pirate Radio After Dark. Facebook is facebook.com/Pirate Radio After Dark. It's pretty much as simple as that. And if you're digging the podcast, definitely leave us some good reviews on whatever service you're on. We're on Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher, Google, Radio Public, Apple, pretty much everywhere podcasts are typically found. So that's your updates. I'm going to shut up and get on with it. This is Horse going back to November 30th, 2012 on our old station, which is no longer on the FM, but this was 90.3 FM WXLV and the band Horse. All right, guys, it's November 30th, 2012. I am here in Studio C. This is Radio Pirate. I haven't been on in 5 weeks, actually, because there's been way too much going on, but it is my ninth anniversary show. So I decided to do something a little different tonight. I have a band up here. They're called Horse, and they're about to rip for you. Go ahead, guys.
song. It's called Sugar Tooth.
Yeah.
back on 90.3 WXLV, the radio station of Lehigh Carbon Community College. Listen to us anytime, anywhere at WXLVradio.com. I am live here on Pirate Radio with Horse. They're gathering their breath, wiping the sweat off, and ready for an interview now. They're going to play more, though, very shortly. So I'll give those guys a minute. I just want to thank them right now for coming by. It sounds great, and that looks absolutely exhausting. I know the radio listeners can't see this right now, but it looks absolutely exhausting. So give you guys a minute. It is brought to you by Coca-Cola. I don't think we can say that. So, this is the 9th anniversary show of my show, which is weird. It was supposed to be last week, but the college decided to close for the holiday, which was the first time they've ever done that. So officially tonight, Horse is my anniversary show, but I'm proud to bring you that. So whatever you want to grab. All right, we're getting the guys on the mics now. We're going to do a quick interview, and then we have a fan interview as well. And there's all kinds of questions that have been coming in over the last hour because everyone waits to the last minute. So you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, first question. These are from me. Generic interview for the listeners who don't know you guys. To clarify, is it Horse or is it H space O space R space S space E space? Because I've seen it written both ways.
It's spaced.
All right.
It shows the difference between regular Horse and
Super Horse.
When we did the first interview that we ever did, the dude was like, "Is it like Horse the basketball game? Is that what you guys are named after?" No, that's not true. But I do like that game.
So, why don't you guys introduce yourselves and what do you play? All two of you.
McGonigal, I play drums.
Chris Taylor, play guitar.
Can we have a history of Horse quickly?
No, Chris, for our sizzle, like the 90s. And we used to play in a band called Old Brown and a band called the Dirty Spoons way back in the day. And then we didn't see each other for a couple of years, like 4 or 5 years. And then we
probably
saw
more like seven or eight years.
And then we just got together and we started playing, you know, music.
At first, we got together. It was just purely out of just something to do because, you know, we were both kind of bored.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just started clicking kind of right away. Has grown since then. So,
where'd the name come from?
We were trying to pick a name, and we were going to call ourselves No Triangle, No Star, but we thought that was really lame. And then I live in Kempton, so there's a lot of horses out there. And a horse is a majestic creature that's very powerful and also very beautiful. We thought it was fitting.
Your shirt. I thought it was named after your shirt, actually.
I found it Shady Maple Grove. Or
the restaurant where...
Yeah, I got this there for $15 and plus tax, American.
It's very nice.
Pennsylvania tax.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's actually really hard to come up with a band name that's not taken.
There's already a band called Horse.
Oh, Horse.
They're like a metal band, and they're not that. I don't think they're that good. It's got the drummer from Pantera in it.
Band of Horses.
Band of Horses.
Horse the band.
There's a lot of horse named bands.
So what would you consider Horse your band to be?
Two man, like you ever see like a horse costume for Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
There's one's the head and one's the ass. I'm the ass because the head.
You guys have is it an EP or a full length?
Full length. Yeah.
Horsebreaker, right?
Housebreaker.
I'm sorry.
Snowbreaker.
Are you guys recording anything new in the coming months?
Yeah, we're really close to actually heading back into the studio to record another.
Yeah, all the songs that we're playing tonight are going to be all in the new record. So
nice.
Yeah, it is pretty sweet.
Any chance of vinyl being pressed with that?
Yeah, I mean, if somebody wants to hook us up, give us some money to do it.
Kickstarter.
Yeah. That's right. You heard it here first. Radio waves.
So
made money.
I heard a rumor there's a limited edition cassette and T-shirt. Is that true?
There's a limited edition cassette that I make handmade at my house, but there's a limited edition T-shirt only because we only made 50 of them, and it's for Housebreaker. It's like this album cover of Housebreaker.
Gotcha.
And there's not many left. I mean, there's like 15 shirts left, I think. You can get them on Facebook. We're on Facebook, so space it out.
What are your influences, both of you, as far as this band goes?
Really,
musically?
Between the both of us, I mean, it's like huge. It's a huge spectrum, and I think that kind of like influences our songs. Like it's like we kind of have like a rock metal kind of bass to it, but then you have, you know,
both elements like Metallica a lot. Like before they start this like really suck, like before the Black Album.
But you have after like up to of jazz, blues,
everything up to Injustice for All.
So what's the best show you guys have played so far?
Well, I would probably say that last show was probably
the Burnout's Club for Skate Plaza.
I'll skip right to that. My three questions from now was supposed to be, so what were your thoughts on the skate park benefit at the Burners the other week? Because I have a lot of mixed feelings. That was my favorite show in years.
I have a lot of mixed feelings about that show, but they're mostly personal. I don't want to go into it.
I mean, it was a great show. I mean, we definitely get stoked on the more people that are there and the more people that are into it.
Yeah, it was cool that dudes were moshing. That dude, Griff, or whatever, was moshing with his friend Matt Blose.
So, you know, cool. As far as that was concerned, it was a great show. You know what I mean? It's just funny that the one show that you play for a benefit is the one that makes, you know, a lot of money.
Yeah, and you don't get any money from it. Hey, whatever, though. It's cool that they got hooked up.
Yeah, it was a good show. Everybody came out, you know, and as far as violence goes, you know, there's hardly any, which, you know, alcohol and a crazy, crazy atmosphere.
It was actually
like
surprising.
It was a smidgen.
Most people got hurt from slipping on the floor, I think, that night.
Yeah, but, you know what I mean? I saw people, like, going down, and everybody helped them back up, so it was really cool.
There's a couple smidgen.
Good show. So who is your favorite LV band to play with?
I like Tile. I like Orphan Donor too. Those guys are a lot of fun.
I like
Muscle Revolution a lot too. Those guys are a lot of fun too. Who else, dude? There's tons of bands.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good bands in the valley, and it's a shame that, you know, like the more mainstream.
I like Nate Marks.
Nate Marks.
The fabulous Nate Marks from Love Beast.
So is there anywhere you guys want to play soon that you haven't played yet?
I want to talk to Sean Agnew from R5 Productions and have him set me up in Philly for some cool shows.
Yeah. Which venue specifically?
Philly, New York.
Wherever, man. Like, whatever. Like, if there's a cool band that's playing that's like a math rock band or whatever, or like, even, you know, I don't know, something along our lines, you know, we'll play with them. We'll, you know, try to bring people that like us to their show and vice versa. Crowd share.
Are you guys playing in any other bands right now or doing anything else that anyone should know about?
No, not really. I mean, this takes up so much of my time. That
I go on the internet.
Part-time. Yeah,
he's got two
full-time jobs.
There's questions about that later. Don't worry. We have fan questions. By the way, I wanted to mention this. JJ, my co-host, is taking the phone calls right now. So if you have a question for Horse, 610-799-4141. He's going to write it down on a piece of paper and give it to me before this is over. So is this your first time on the radio? Like Horse?
This is our first time as a band on the radio, for sure, yeah.
Because, Dan, you said you've been on up here at XLV.
I was up here hanging out with Phil Stahl once, and Leech Boy. Billy.
Remember Leech Boy.
He's actually Billy Patrick now.
So my co-host as well has a question when we interview bands that he always asks, so I asked this for him tonight. If you're stranded on an island and you only have one record to listen to, what would it be? Before you die, because you'll die in like 2 weeks.
It's a real tough one. Jay Dilla Donuts.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think that I would really choose that. I'm just saying that. Not
I mean, I'd have to think about it. Polvo. That's big.
We'll get
shapes.
Back to you on that.
Yeah, maybe like today's active lifestyle.
Today's active lifestyle.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's something random.
What about, you know, what's a good album? Masters of Reality and Sabotage and Sabbath Bloody Sabbath and the Sabbath 4.
You're only allowed to pick one.
Box set.
The whole box set of Sabbath Black Sabbath.
You pick the box set.
So I have one more question, then we're going to get to the fan questions. Since I do the new music show when I'm not having bands up here, is there anything you guys would suggest for the year 2012, because the year is wrapping up, that people should hear? Or was it just a terrible year?
Mark Gormley, Without You.
Chris?
I'd go with probably Death Grips or Solos.
Okay. So it's time for the fan questions. JJ, get in here if you have any extra. But we got a whole bunch. And everyone, I've been posting this on Facebook for the last, like, month. Everyone decided to send their questions within the last hour. So I
got brainstormed.
Yeah, everyone's been thinking real hard about this. So the first question is from Anonymous. What is a brain blob?
It's a internet machine.
All right. You're good, JJ. That's fine. If you don't get any phone calls, no, nothing to worry about. JJ is coming in here worried that he's not getting phone calls.
We should prank call somebody else while we're on the radio.
We can do that. I used to do that, actually.
Let's do it. I know like 15 to 20 people we can call right now and prank them, and they'll fall for it.
Just throw it right over speakerphone.
Yeah,
right
do whatever. There. Tell them that their refrigerators are.
Do it. Another question from Anonymous. You guys are fans of Tim.
It's like the group Anonymous?
No, no, no.
Just
anonymous people that didn't want to be known. You guys are Tim and Eric fans, correct?
I am.
You are?
Yeah, so somewhat I am, too.
If Tim and Eric directed a horse video, what would it be like?
I don't know. I would probably recommend that Eric Wareheim do it because he does a lot of good, cool videos. And he did Dance Hall Dale. If you go on the internet and you go with danceholdale.com, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's like Flying Lotus and... He does a lot of stuff from a lot of different people. So I don't know. I think I'd want him some kind of man horse love in the video somehow.
That's funny.
Not in a sexual
no,
way?
That segues to our next question.
But it's not a sexual thing.
The man over here with the pink hair over here,
yeah.
Right here, Richard,
yeah.
He sent in a question earlier tonight. He has three questions, actually.
Equus.
Why horse?
Why not?
Who is the most horse-like and why?
In the band,
yeah.
Or in life, I'd say Sarah Jessica Parker. Is like horse-like in life. But I'd say I probably am more horse-like.
You are wearing a horse shirt.
I'm really loud and I smell bad most of the time because I sweat a lot when I play. And I don't know. Chris always says nay though.
Yes, that's true.
He's always like nay.
I'm probably more sloth-like than horse though.
So this is why I said it segued well. His question was, man-horse love, is it totally understandable or a crime against nature?
There's a movie about it. What was that movie called? You remember what I'm talking about?
It's like Equus?
It's not Equus. That was a dramatization. Yeah, this is an actual documentary about horse-man love. And it's on the internet. What is it? No, it's not it. It's like a serious documentary. I think it's from Great Britain. And the guy has to go to the emergency room.
You can investigate it. Because I'm not going to give it away
the
ending.
Why did he have to go to the emergency room?
Because he was playing with the horse.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
I had some problems.
There's like, he had a problem. He had internal problems. He's had a problem. He said he had to go to the doctor.
So Troy Hyland wants to know.
Drummer of Fireside Blues.
Yes. Yeah. Brain Blob, what is your favorite breakfast cereal and cartoon character? Thank you.
My favorite cartoon character, I don't really know if you would say is even a cartoon character, because it's Xavier Renegade Angel, and he's a digital CGI character.
Sort of a character.
But I would say it's a fantasy cartoon.
Yeah.
So that is that. And my favorite breakfast cereal changes often because I eat breakfast cereals a lot. And right now I like Diggum Smacks. I eat a lot of those.
It's a classic.
And one time I was really like out of it at home, and I mixed Diggum Smacks and what's the other one? The from Kellogg's. There's one from Kellogg's, Diggum Smacks, and then there's sugar. Yeah, Golden Crisp. I mixed them together in my bowl. I couldn't even tell.
Sounds pretty good, actually.
Couldn't even tell the difference. I think the companies are working in cahoots with one another to try to try to get one over on us.
They won.
Yeah, the corporations won. The pooperations win.
So Jared Stimpful wants to know very simply, DMT, yes or no?
No.
No.
Oh wait, I would say that's a personal choice. But I would say do your research before you get into it.
I'd say I'm really eager to see what it's all about. But I just had a conversation with a dude that has like lucid dream state. And he has sleep paralysis, and he actually can like release DMT on his own and trip out when he goes to bed. But he's not like a type of dude that's into that, so it freaks him out really hardcore. So I don't know. Teach his own, I guess.
Angie Hyland wants to know: do the members make whoopee while listening to their own music? I mean, my man does. He's in Fireside Blues. Is that normal? Thank you.
Not with each other.
I would say no. Like I get sick of my stuff pretty quick. So
does with yourself count?
Sure.
Yeah. Then yes.
Sure. So Tile Mike decided to send me 11 questions.
Oh my God, Mike!
In the last hour.
I guess.
Yes, maybe.
I guess
no,
you gotta
no.
go to work tomorrow.
These are
or?
Good questions. Yeah, he has to work at 4 in the morning.
He
said he
couldn't
come up
come,
here.
But
But anyways, what bands inspired The Horse? Yeah.
When we first got together, we were listening to Hella a lot and Taramellos,
Giraffes,
yeah.
Don Cab, Polvo, all that stuff.
The Oxes. Who else, man?
It was. I mean, when we started out, it was going to be us two, and then we were like, okay, let's kind of do a little bit more. And
Mike
then,
Brown wanted to be our bass.
Yeah, then we were
so
like,
bad.
Let's get a bass player. Let's get a guitar player. And then we were like, well, that's more people to deal with. We got two egos already. Like throwing more egos into the mix is just a problem. Getting schedules together is such a
getting
problem.
Getting browned.
That actually gets right into Mike's next question. Do you guys fight with each other?
We used to all the time.
Yeah, it's funny actually because our person
never fight out really.
Yeah, we hardly ever fight. In fact, I think we've kind of matured a little bit, I guess, and we use that angst or that energy to kind of like prop channel each it. Other up and make each other better. So I think that shows in our music.
Like we disagree, too. You know what I mean? We like he has his views and I have my views about life or whatever, and we'll have discussions about it, and we'll like. We won't agree with one another. Like he'll have, you know, I'll be like, nah, I don't agree with that. You'll
if
be like,
if
I don't agree with that.
If Mike really wants to know, yes, we do fight over his affection.
Yeah. Mike Morikan's affection.
Good.
Yeah, we both have dream boards of him at our and above our beds. Different various poses and outfits.
He wants to know where he can get the best cheesesteak in the Lehigh Valley.
In the Lehigh Valley.
Yep.
And Mahoney's. Yeah. Good call.
He also wants to know, where's your bass player?
He's working at Mack Trucks right now, probably.
What's the best Chevy Chase movie?
Chevy Chase? Best Chevy Chase movie is The Groove Tube.
What's his worst?
Everything if that's not The Groove Tube.
What's the worst song ever?
How do you talk to an angel by The Heights?
Do you believe in the phrase, if you can dream it, you can do it?
Yeah, I believe in also a secondary phrase that if... You should follow your dreams because that's what I do.
What's your worst summer job?
Any job.
One year, my dad wanted me to move this whole pile of dirt. I was really young. It was like a pile of dirt and a ton of dirt and a ton of mulch. And they dropped it off like in the wrong area. And he was like, I need you to move that from there to like 50 feet over there.
Did you get paid?
I got paid, but it sucked. It was real bad. It's hot.
Mike actually wrote 11 questions here, but there's only 10 questions. The 11th one, he wrote 11, but there's nothing there. So do you guys have anything to say about that?
Yes. I have a question for him.
Okay. Tile's going to come back up soon, actually. So what's your question?
Why does Tile act so angry all the time about everything? Don't they have sex with women and girls or guys? Whatever you're into, but you need that release.
So there's one more question, and then you guys can play us away the rest of the night. And this is also from Mike. Can you guys play a cover song right now?
Probably not.
We could probably do like the Four Horsemen Beginning by Metallica.
Entertain him. Give him 10 seconds of a cover
song. No way. He needs to pay us like $50 if he wants us to do that. Can't play any other people's songs on WXLV. Get ASCAP all up on our grill.
That's all the questions I have, guys.
Okay.
Good,
I want to thank everyone who sent me
questions. Anybody in the room have a question?
Yeah, that's a good... anyone?
No?
No.
What's up, everyone?
Yo!
So you guys can finish your set now. And.
All right, cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Once again, you're listening to 90.3 WXLV in Schnecksville, the radio station of Lehigh Carbon Community College. Listen to us anywhere, anytime at WXLVradio.com. We also have a free iPhone app. Just search WXLV. In the App Store, we're live here on Pirate Radio with Horse. And Horse has 4 more songs for you guys. And then we'll continue with the usual thing.
called Borzor, which is code for Bone Zone. Yeah, Bone Zone. When John takes him to the Bone Zone and delocated, the meat suite. You'll be the pillow at the meat suite. Up and down all night, make you feel all right. That's good stuff, man. John, I'm leaving you. What do you mean you're leaving me? Why don't we have a little, why don't we have to take a vacation? Have a little staycation. All right, everybody out there in Radio Land, we're tuning up. buttered up right now from my own juices on my own head. It's gross. Secret language of dragons.
Thank you.
of applause for Horse. If you're driving your car right now, let go of your steering wheel and give them a round of applause. So thank you guys for coming up. Dan, you approached me, I don't know, September, something about coming up here, and I really appreciate that. So I just want to mention, if any bands want to ever play up here, I'll give you my Facebook name. It's Joshua Hoch, H-O-C-H. Just hit me up. I'm always looking for something new. Guys, two more things I got to ask you real quick. Where can people find your music?
Horse with a W on the front of it at bank.bandcamp.com.
And also, do you have any upcoming shows?
No, we're taking the holidays off, going to recoup a little bit and just try to get everything set to record this new record and then write some new material and come out probably next year.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you both coming up. Dan, Chris, thank you so much.
Thanks,
I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. The night is not over. JJ's Decent Exposure Radio is next. It's a mix of pretty much everything. And I want to thank everyone for putting me on for 9 years now. I'm going to try to go to 10 on this one. But yeah, it's been fun. And this is what I really like to do now because I'm sick of playing music. I'd rather have bands up here. So please send your bands up this way, and I will have them live on air. Thank you to Chase and Lewis for engineering this. Thank you to Henry for taking photos. Once again, thanks to Horse and JJ, my co-host, and everyone else who came up here to watch and listen and all that good stuff. And Tile Mike for sending me a million questions.
Yeah,
thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. He has a job. He works at 4 in the morning. All right, guys. Thank you. Good night. JJ's on next. So there you have it, episode 34, going into our archives. That was Pirate Session number 9 with Horse from November 30th, 2012. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you again to Dan, a.k.a. Brain Bob, and Chris for doing that. Like I said, they have another session they did with us, which will eventually appear on the podcast, but that was much later in the show's history on that station. So I hope you enjoyed it. As I mentioned to you, this Saturday, tune in. October 23rd is our next radio show from 2 to 4 on 91.7 FM WMUH Allentown. And we got author Charles Adams coming on to talk about the history of ghosts in the Lehigh Valley and all his books he's written over the years on such topics. And he's a radio guy, too, so we'll talk radio. He's done radio in Reading for 35 years. So I'm really excited to have him on. I've been reading his books since I was a little kid. He's one of my favorite paranormal authors, and it's cool because he does all stuff local here. Excited for that for Halloween. Let's get on with it. As I mentioned at the start of the show, Bedroom Invaders, my band with my wife, we are releasing our 8th studio record this coming Friday, which is October 29th. It is called Home Pennsylvania, Waking from a Nightmare. You can find it, pre-order it, stream it, all those things by going to thebedroominvaders.bandcamp.com. Got physical copies on there. We got digital copies on there. We got streaming copies. And you can get that all by heading there. Our Instagram's at thebedroominvaders. And I'm going to play you 3 tracks off of it. The first 2 are already streaming on the website, but the 3rd one is exclusive here. You're hearing it before the record comes out. The 3rd one's called A Golden Fall. First one is Home Pennsylvania, which is the title track. And the 2nd one is The Witch is Dead. I hope you enjoy. We've gotten a lot of good feedback from the people that have listened to this so far. So we're very proud of it. Happy Halloween. I'll try to sneak another episode in maybe before the end of the month since I didn't do one in September, but we were busy finishing the record. Have a great night. Something like this.
all vox again, then from mine kids I rebuke me, the carriers of thousand grip dominus, and Norma Godfather's own highly cached. This particular prayer in Pennsylvania Dutch says, Liberal, go away from my child ribs, just as Christ grew up and got out of the crib. And spoken with the three higher things upon the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, all power prayers to the end.
Sense of health.